Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon. Nice to have you aboard. Third day of June, year of our Lord, 2025. It's hot out there. Mid-80s already, baby. It's hot out there. It matches what AMAC said about me. I am hot, he said, as he reminds me every day. Everybody loves my haircut. Everybody loves my new shoes. Linnell even pointed out that I got a second pair of new shoes. He's correct.
Do we have to start the show like this?
I'm just saying, I mean, the things that are said to me before I even hit the air, when you remind me that I am hot, you know, I got to tell the audience.
I mean, the world knows these things. The world knows you're Mr. Steal Your Girl. The world knows this, Rooster.
Yeah, I don't think the world knows anything about that. I don't steal anything.
Well, if they didn't know, now they know.
Well, I mean, that is a complete fallacy, number one. Number two, nobody knows. Nobody knows. The trouble I see. Now, anyway, first of all, good afternoon. It's lovely out. It's a nice day. Early summer. And, man, am I looking forward to 6:45 tonight. Why? Biggest series of the year. Washington Nationals and the Chicago Cubs. Can't wait. Going to be a great three-game series. Really hope that the Nationals, you know, can find a way. Not going to be easy to win two out of three. The Cubs are 37-22, first place in the NL Central. Going to be difficult. But after a day off yesterday and a successful road trip, you got to keep building. And this is, in case you forgot, because it's been a long, long last 5 years. This is what Major League Baseball feels like in a city where you have a chance to compete. A chance to compete. It's been a long 5 years. Right? And I know it's only early June, and even if they get swept, A, who are we kidding? The Cubs this year are better. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They've won a couple in a row. They have a run differential of plus 97. The Cubs are better. The Cubs are better. They're 17-11 on the road. The Nationals are still three games under 500. But it feels a little bit different when you think you have a chance. A chance. They got a lot of work to do. Nobody's suggesting that even if they were to sweep this series, meaning Washington, which is not likely to happen, Even if they were to sweep this series, they'd only be at 500. But it would be a pretty loud message, not only in the division, not only in the National League, but around Major League Baseball. It feels finally, like, okay, they've turned the corner or they're turning the corner. Down the stretch, they come, sort of. Not really. Long way to go in the baseball season still. 4 months, actually. But it feels like they've hit maybe, I don't know, the quarter pole or the half mile mark in a time that gives them a chance. Let's put it that way. Really good mark would not be correct because they're 3 games under 500. But they have a chance. Now, you got a lot of work to do starting tonight. Trevor Williams, he had a great start last week in Seattle. It was his first good start in a long time. Should you be expecting a second equal or thereabouts start? No, you should not. If Trevor Williams can somehow give them 6 innings, 2 runs, even if it's 3 runs, if he gives them a chance, I guess that's all you can ask for. Ideally, you'd love what he did last Wednesday night in Seattle. Ideally, you'd love what they did for 4 straight nights, which has scored 9+ runs. What you don't want is after a day off at home, big series, is the bats to be silent like they were either at the beginning of the road trip last Tuesday night in Seattle or at the end of the road trip last Sunday or on Sunday afternoon in Phoenix. That's what you don't want. Because as we pointed out on yesterday's show, since scoring 10 runs without recording an out in the first inning Saturday night in the desert, the Nationals have scored 2 runs, 2 combined, in their last 17 innings. 2 in 17 innings. That's not going to win you many ball games. And it's certainly hard to imagine that that's going to beat the Chicago Cubs. Maybe you get lucky. Maybe you get just an all-time type of performance. All-time is strong, but you know what I'm talking about. Where defense is great. You get a couple of clutch base hits. You push across 2 runs. You give up only 1, maybe a solo home run to Pete Crow Armstrong or whatever, and you win 2-1. And you get by for a game scoring 2 runs or less. That's not the way you win in Major League Baseball. I think we all know that, right? I think we all know that. The Nationals probably should not win this series. And theoretically, if you just look at the raw numbers, they should probably get swept. Again, the Cubs are 15 games over 500. They've got a run differential of plus 97. The Nationals are 3 games under 500, and they have a run differential of minus 37. Minus 37. But run differential doesn't always tell you the story, right? A lot of shoebox analytic nerds, number nerds, want to tell you, well, that's going to be the determinant for everything. The Atlanta Braves are 4 games under 500. They had an awful, awful, awful start to the season, so that's a little bit misleading. Like the Nationals, who started 1-6, I think the Braves were 0-7, 0-8, whatever it was. They're 4 games under 500 now, 27-31, but they've got a plus 13 run differential. Plus 13. And they are actually further from 500, 1 game, than the Nationals. They are behind the Nationals in the division. Not by much, by a half game, but you get the point. So run differential doesn't tell you everything. It doesn't tell you the whole story or even close to the story. But if we're being honest, right, this is a series that the Nationals probably should lose 2 out of 3 and maybe could get swept. But it's at home. It's early June. The weather's great. the ball should be jumping a little bit. You've got a veteran pitcher on the mound. You just had a good road trip. You should be eager. You should be eager to pass what you would call a litmus test and what I would probably say is the biggest series that this organization has had, maybe since the World Series. Right? I mean, we know things went immediately wrong in the COVID-shortened year of 2020. They were 26-34 in the 60-game sprint. After that, it was pretty much all downhill. Not exactly, but pretty much. And by mid-2021, when they decided to trade Max Scherzer and Trey Turner to the Dodgers, the rebuild, the destruction, was pretty much on. I can't think of a bigger series, quite honestly. I mean, you want to say maybe an opening series to the start of the season? Okay, maybe. I mean, that's important, but it's not as important as hosting a first-place team that's going to bring 10,000 to 12,000, probably, fans into the ballpark that are going to be loud and proud on the third base and left field line and are going to roar every time the Cubs do something good. And the Cubs, who have not been great for a while now, have struggled to retool their roster, are now finally there at 37-22. And again, 8-2 in their last 10, winners of two in a row, the run differential and everything else in between. If you pass the litmus test and take 2 out of 3, never mind if you sweep, if you take 2 out of 3, to me, that's passing the litmus test. That's more than successful. Even though that doesn't get you to 500. You then keep chipping away, you keep processing, you keep chipping, banging, whatever. You need more consistency out of the bats. You need this remodeled, reshaped bullpen to be effective almost every night, not once every 5 nights. And certainly there's some indications that they can get there. They're not there yet, but certainly some indications that they can get there. You need a great start from Trevor Williams tonight. 6 innings, again, ideally one run, but that's probably a lot to ask. 2 earned runs, fine. Even if it's 3 earned runs, okay, still a quality start. You need to have a chance. You can't be down 4-0 after the top of the first and digging yourself out of a huge hole. You need to keep your crowd, which I don't think it'll be outnumbered in terms of number count and volume, but it will probably be outpassioned, if you will, by the Cubs fans who are going to be there en masse, as many road teams are, but the Cubs have obviously a huge fan base. You need to keep them quiet, them disengaged, and your guys doing their thing. These are all the little things that the Nationals need to do, not starting in the 5th inning tonight. Remember earlier in the year where they couldn't score a run until the 6th inning? They need to, obviously, again, dodge a couple of bullets early, settle into the game, and look, nobody's going to get 10 runs without recording an out like they did Saturday night in Phoenix again. That's just not realistic. But, you know, get me a run in the first 2 innings. Settle into the game. Play with the lead if you can. And continue to play, for the most part, not perfect, but pretty good defense. We mentioned yesterday, Daylen Lyles had 2 tremendous plays out and right. We heard AMAC played it for you. Yesterday, James Wood gunning down somebody at home with a bullet throw from left. We talked about, okay, an error here and an error there. That's going to happen. That's mistakes happen. But they need to be more consistent. Don't blow your wad. You don't have to score 9 runs a game, right? Like they did for 4 straight games. If you're going to have nothing to show on back ends of games, it shouldn't be an either-or proposition. It should be, hopefully and ideally, a steady eddy progression. 4, 5 runs, that kind of thing, right? You'll take the 9 runs if you can, but you can't have what happened in games at the beginning or the very end of that road trip as successful as it was, because that's going to catch up to you big time against the Cubs, against other teams. So if you want to be a contender, a little more consistency, a little bit more kind of spreading the wealth, spreading the joy, spreading the love, that type of thing. All right, we'll probably get back into the Nationals a little bit later on. One of the things that I wanted to do to open up the show is I wanted to discuss Connor Orr of the MMQB. He put together a 100 bold predictions of the 2025 NFL season late last week, and we never got to it because it came out, I think, on Friday. We just never got to it on the list. So I wanted to go over a bunch of things, including who he's got winning the Super Bowl and playing in the Super Bowl. Is it the Washington Commanders? Is it the Dallas Cowboys? Is it the New York Giants? Or is it somebody completely different? We will see, and we'll tell you next. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to chime in on the magnitude of the Nationals-Cubs series, which begins tonight, or anything that we're going to get into in terms of the top 100 bold predictions from Connor Orr of the MMQB, we'll do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Birdman and Lil Wayne?
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, Aunt Major. All right. I mean, there's a lot of Lils, right? There's like Lil Wayne, Lil Weezy, yeah. Lil Jeezy.
I mean, that's the same person, but...
Wait, Lil Weezy is the same person as Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I thought you were a huge fan. Shocker.
I mean, wait, Lil Wayne and Lil Weezy is the same guy? I had no idea.
Ask me one more time, maybe the answer will change.
This is just remarkable. I no clue.
Yeah.
It just seems like there's a lot of Lils.
Yeah, no, there are quite a few.
In the rap world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, can we get a little more creative, perhaps?
A little more creative.
A little more creative. 123 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Good to have you with us. If you want to chime in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So one thing that I wanted to get into... I'm just looking at a text from a couple of buddies of mine. About Linnell and screwing up computers. He did not today that I have discovered so far. Connor Orr of the MMQB, who trying to get on the show. May happen today, may happen tomorrow. I'm not sure. Just waiting on a text back from him. Not everybody's attached to their phone like me. He did the top 100 bold predictions for the NFL season, right? For the 2025 NFL season. And he starts with number one, a Super Bowl matchup and a Super Bowl prediction. Now, AMAC, have you seen this list by any chance?
I've seen a headline of one particular bullet on that list.
Is it the Super Bowl matchup bullet?
No, it was Abdul Carter getting six and a half sacks.
All right, so we'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
The predicted Super Bowl matchup and champion in this number one on the list, at the very top of the article, if you had to guess the two teams and the winner, who do you think it would be?
Well, I don't know. You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking. Who do you think Connor Orr of the MMQB, who covers the league nationally, mm-hmm. who would you guess? Again, bold prediction.
Bold.
And it might not be bold as in the way we would classically define bold, right? Yeah. It's not crazy. It's just
bold.
Maybe bold or strong. It's kind of like, again, what we talked about yesterday, right? Everybody's got a different interpretation, a different definition of tanking.
My guess would be maybe Baltimore versus Washington.
No. But not bad. Mm. Certainly that is along the lines of where he went, because he didn't do like, the Jacksonville Jaguars and
New York Giants?
I'm trying to be nicer, AMAC. I'm trying. I'm trying. But all right, you mentioned it. Your beloved New York Giants. Nope, he went with the Buffalo Bills. Not a shocking prediction there. And the Philadelphia Eagles to meet in Super Bowl 60. But he's got the Bills finally bringing the Vince Lombardi Trophy back to the Queen City of Buffalo and Orchard Park, New York. A place that I spent 7 years of my life. A place that I'm very fond of. A stadium that I've been to 100 times. A city that, again, is very near and dear to my heart. I would love this. I mean, listen, number one goal is to get the Commanders for what we do and what would make most of the fan base around here, or a lot, a lot of the fan base happy. But if you just had to, again, throw pasta to the wall and see if it stuck, right? I don't think you could ask for a cooler, better Super Bowl matchup than the Buffalo Bills, the Philadelphia Eagles, who, again, a lot of people around here hate, but are the defending Super Bowl champions, are the essentially closest thing to a dynasty that we have now, even though they're not a dynasty. And if the Buffalo Bills were able to win and not only dethrone the champs, but Josh Allen, who I think everybody likes, freshly married. If Josh Allen were to win a Super Bowl, right, and be finally crowned, and if the city of Buffalo, which doesn't exactly rival Green Bay because it's a bigger city, but it's got a lot of Green Bay feel to it. For those of you that have been to a game in Buffalo, any roots in Buffalo, it's got a Green Bay feel to it. The stadium's pretty much in a neighborhood. The new stadium is going up. It's not ready yet. I think next year it opens. The Buffalo Bills winning the Super Bowl, and especially if they were to dethrone, presumably, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, who they have not been able to beat in the playoffs, and then the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl would be awesome. It would be so great, so fun. I mean, of course I want the Commanders to go as far as they can, because that's good for business, that's good for you, that's good for all of us. Well, not good for my compatriots on the other side of the glass, but you get the point. I would love that. But if I can't have that, if I can't have that, I don't want nobody, baby. All right, anyway. It's a good song, by the way. If I can't have you. I think it was that Diana Ross? I think it was Diana Ross. But I could be wrong on that. But anyway, if I can't have that, the Buffalo Bills winning their first Super Bowl over the Philadelphia Eagles, presumably after beating Mahomes and Reed and the Chiefs in the AFC title game, which they haven't been able to do, and they've been so close. Or maybe even the AFC divisional playoffs and then Lamar on the Ravens or whatever. That would be awesome. I mean, nobody, no offense, nobody wants to see the Baltimore Ravens win another Super Bowl. No offense, nobody wants to see the Philadelphia Eagles win another Super Bowl. I mean, the Patriots aren't going to win a Super Bowl, but nobody wants to see the Patriots win a Super Bowl, right? You want cool teams. You want cool teams to win Super Bowls. And that excludes the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, the New England Patriots, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Baltimore Ravens. You want cool teams. You want fresh, dope teams. Fun teams. New blood. And who doesn't like Josh Allen? He's the league's MVP. He deserved it over Lamar last year. I said it all year long. I was right. A lot of you were wrong. Who wouldn't want to see Josh Allen finally get crowned? Who wouldn't want to see the little engine that could, the city of Buffalo, New York, a place that I called home for a good portion of my adult life, a decent portion of my adult life. Who wouldn't want to see, finally, a city that is as football as your, I mean, outside of Green Bay, football is in their bleeping DNA. I would want to see it. I would be happier than a pig in poop if it's Buffalo, Philadelphia in the NFC, in the Super Bowl. Now, listen, if it's a rematch of Super Bowl 26, Buffalo and Washington, I'm going to have to root for the Commanders, of course, and root against Josh Allen and the Bills, because this is my home and has been for 17 years. But if the Commanders somehow were to make it to the Super Bowl and lose to Josh Allen and the Bills, I wouldn't be pissed. You'd be disappointed. You'd want the home team to win, but I wouldn't be disappointed. Whereas if the Kansas City Chiefs were there, or the Baltimore Ravens were there, or I guess even though it's been a couple of years, the Patriots, you get the point. I would be like, all right, that sucks. But I would not be pissed if it was the Buffalo Bills. So number one on this list is the Buffalo Bills beating the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 60 for Connor Orr of the MMQB. We'll go through some of the rest of the list coming up next because I think it's interesting to always kind of take a look at what other people and people on the outside perimeter think and what they see. And it's list season, right? We've got it. It's fresh. I want to go through it. We'll do that after a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, let's start with the baseball picture as we open up the show. 6:45 tonight, a big one on tap here in the Navy Yard at Nationals Park. It is what I'm calling the biggest series for the Nationals since they won the 2019 World Series. They entertained the first place, 37-22, Chicago Cubs, winners of 8 out of 10, 2 in a row. The Nationals, just 28-31, but won 4 of 6 on the road trip. Cade Horton, 2-0, with a 3.98 ERA, is on the bump for the Cubbies. Trevor Williams, off of a very good start, his best in a long time. Only 3-5 with a 5.69 ERA on the mound for the Nationals. Pete Crow Armstrong comes in, and nearly matching, as we discussed late last week, the production of James Wood, 15 home runs, 280 average, 51 RBI. Wood, 44 RBI, 286 average, and 16 home runs. So it should be an epic showdown between an improving Cubs, an improving Nationals team and a surging Cubs team tonight at Nationals Park. 6:45, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, no Stanley Cup final until tomorrow night. No NBA final until Thursday night. The NFL story looks like this. We found out that the Falcons tight end, who we talked about yesterday, what is his name? I'm forgetting his name. Pitts. There you go. Kyle Pitts has a foot injury, according to Adam Schefter. The Steelers are unlikely to trade, according to ESPN, for Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith, who had a nice year, and are entertaining wide receiver who formerly played for the Bills and the Jaguars, Gabe Davis, this week. And that's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, we never did get to talk about Alex Ovechkin's wife after we got off the air on Friday, just announcing casually to a Russian outlet that, yes, indeed, her husband's retiring at the end of the year.
I think before I left on Thursday, because I don't have a job on the weekends and
right.
I don't work.
Well, let's you take get a past that weekend,
bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's get past that bit.
It's funny that you want to get past every bit that I have against you, but you open the show with me being a woman stealer or something like that, which I don't even know where you get that from.
You step into it. You're the one who's like, oh, AMAC thinks I'm hot, so I'm just following up. I'm just batting cleanup on your bit. That's all that is.
Okay. All right.
But I think on Thursday, we were talking about like how they sent out the email.
Yes. Well, that's correct. That is how we ended Thursday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Friday came and went, right? And we didn't have any more news other than that. So I didn't talk about it at all. And then Friday on my way home, I'm like, she comes out and says, Alex has got a contract. He's going to play it out. One more year, which we knew. Alex had said that on the record. He had not said he was definitively going to retire. She said he was going to retire. They were going to move back to Moscow and possibly play in the KHL, which has always been rumored, always been speculated. But now I guess it's official. Maybe they did that in. I did talk about this a little bit with Linnell on Friday night over on The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's official now. I don't know. I don't know how to approach it. But the reason why we're bringing that up is because the bands that make her dance is what Ovi sings to Chychrun and his teammates in the hallway right before they go out for the game. So we bring that up because of that. All right. So here's where I wanted to go. We already told you and spent a couple of minutes on how cool it would be, and this is from Connor Orr in the MMQB, SI.com, the NFL 100 Bowl predictions. Buffalo over Philadelphia in the Super Bowl, and go figure, shocker, if that were to happen, Josh Allen, and this is prediction number two, would win Super Bowl 60 MVP. I mean, again, not a surprise, right? Not a surprise. The number three bold prediction, he goes from first to worst. The New Orleans Saints will have the number one pick in the 2026 draft, right? So the draft this year coming up in 2026, I guess, yeah, coming up, is in Pittsburgh. That's not the one here. That's 2027. But he's got the New Orleans Saints on the clock. Look, I don't know if I see that depending on how this plays out. They did draft Tyler Shuck, who a lot of people thought was a low first-round pick and could be the highest upside quarterback in the draft. We'll have to see. With a new head coach, Kellen Moore, an offensive-minded head coach, maybe he has a really good rookie. Derek Carr's out of the picture. Thank goodness for them. Maybe he has the kind of year that they think they've got their guy. And prediction number four goes into the Saints won't be drafting Arch Manning. And, of course, you know the history of Archie Manning and the Saints and the Manning family in New Orleans. And he says, because he's not leaving Texas. Interesting. I could spend more time on this, but yeah, I just want to get through some of this. One thing that jumped out to me, at least two and this is number five on the list, at least two NCAA head coaches will receive serious overtures for NFL head coaching jobs. And he lists Steve Sarkisian, who is a former NFL assistant, Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, Ryan Day at Ohio State, Matt Campbell at Iowa State, Deion Sanders, David Shaw, and USC's Lincoln Riley. Interesting. What else is of interest? We mentioned Derek Carr. I didn't even see this. I missed this. Number seven, Derek Carr will appear in an NFL game. And he speculates, hey, maybe it's the Steelers if Aaron Rodgers doesn't decide to go there. This one makes all the sense in the world. And this is just going through the top 10. Kyler Murray will play his final snaps for the Cardinals. And he says, Murray's dead cap number almost halves after this season. The former number one overall pick is not a bad quarterback, but the Cardinals will likely conclude that the club has maximized Murray in Arizona and that it's best to recoup some kind of draft asset before pivoting. He has a six-game stretch at the tail end of last season in which he failed to top 100 in quarterback rating, and he has played just one fully healthy season since 2020. While a lot of this is not Murray's fault and is often the reality of playing for a team bad enough to qualify for the number one pick, Arizona will prepare for larger scale changes after finishing in the NFC West basement. I've always said Kyler Murray's not good enough in the second half of years. I've said that over and over and over and over and over again with Cliff Kingsbury. People talk about the Cliff and all that stuff. That was the Kyler Cliff, not the Cliff. Cliff didn't forget how to call plays. It was Kyler Murray playing too many video games, quite honestly. And they've supported him with love and adoration and all sorts of things with the new regime, or the newer regime, I should say, in Arizona. And it's worked better. It's worked better, but not good enough on the field yet to overcome some of the other issues. All right. This one was interesting, too. Rounding out the number, the top 10, Mike Vrabel will win Coach of the Year. And, he says, Connor Orr, the Patriots will just barely miss the postseason. But Mike Vrabel will win Coach of the Year. Now, AMAC, you acted incredulously when I suggested that the Patriots were going to be a lot better this year. Last week, remember when we were talking about like contending tiers and all that?
I think you said they were going to win the division.
I didn't say that.
Okay. There had to be something else. They're much improved, yes, but I don't think missing the playoffs is something completely different.
Okay. I don't remember exactly what I said, but basically it was putting the Patriots in the tier below the tier you put the Commanders in, basically tier three, which is they have a good chance of making the playoffs, essentially. A couple of things break right, they have a good chance of making the playoffs. And you said, wait, you think they're going to win the division? No. The Bills are going to win the division. But I do think the Patriots could make the playoffs. I do think they could make the playoffs. Nobody had the Denver Broncos making the playoffs last year. I did. I did.
Yeah. Slam,
now, slam I also picked the Tennessee Titans, and how did that work?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you win some, you lose some. But I did have the Denver Broncos making the playoffs last year, and they did. So it's not out of the question. It's not absurd. And maybe some of it will depend on crazy old Stephon Diggs. But some of it is going to be because of Mike Vrabel's influence and leadership.
A lot of Drake May.
And yes, I mean, Drake May, if he continues to improve, and he flashed improvement last year, or he flashed his skills and his overall talent ability last year, got wet behind the ears, got some experience, didn't completely soil his diaper. Who knows about injuries, But yeah, I think Drake May is going to be better this year. He's not as good as Jaden Daniels, but could he be very similar to what Bo Nix did last year in a full year? Yes, absolutely. And maybe he's even better than that because I think he was the better talent. And he's got, like, Bo Nix was in his first full rookie season. May has already played and developed and learned, granted, with different coaches, but the same organization in his rookie year. So technically, he's hitting the ground running. All right, so that is the top 10. I'm going to get to some Commanders things that I wanted to bring up and some maybe NFC East items. AMAC mentioned one of them. Connor Orr, top 100, bold predictions if you want to weigh in. What do you think of the Bills over the Eagles? Would you hate that? Would you love that? Josh Allen, MVP. Mike Vrabel, coach of the year. Derek Carr playing an NFL game this year. And I'll give you rookie of the year next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Lil Wayne, who I found out was the same dude as Lil Weezy. The things you find out on this show. Sometimes even the host finds out things. AMAC on the other side of the glass. Brian's as well on the other side of the glass as well. But he's not paying attention to us because he's doing stuff for his real job. Ashton Jeanty is kind of Orr from the MMQB's prediction to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I don't think anybody would be surprised by that, right? And the Commanders are going to see him early in the year. I don't think anybody should be surprised by that, especially with the way Pete Carroll has always liked to run his offenses in Seattle. What I found interesting after going through this list, again, it's top 100 bold predictions. There's some really creative stuff here. And like I said, I'm trying to get Connor Orr to come on and go over some of this stuff with us. But the first mention of the Commanders is at number 23. And it says, the Arizona Cardinals, 8.5. The Miami Dolphins, 8.5. And the Washington Commanders, 9.5. Will fail to surpass their Vegas projected win totals. Will fail to surpass their projected Vegas win totals. So that means, in Connor Orr's bold predictions, the Commanders will win 9 games or less because the number is 9.5, 9.5, 9 games or less. Right now, I think they'll win 10 games, but I clearly think it'll be less than last year, and I think most people do as well. Tougher schedule, all sorts of different things as part of that. I got to be honest with you, I would be surprised. Surprised. Not shocked. Surprised. If this team's 9-8 next year. Could happen. But I'd be surprised. More on that in a sec. Number 24 on the list, the Dallas Cowboys at 7.5. The New York Jets, 5.5. The Seattle Seahawks at 8.5. And the Las Vegas, it is, at 6.5. Will all surpass their Vegas projected win totals. So the Dallas Cowboys at 7.5. That means Connor Orr's got them winning 8 games, at least. Maybe 9. And he's got the Commanders only winning a max of 9 games, maybe less. Does that smell right to you? Commanders 9 or less. Cowboys 8 or more. Which part of that seems fishy to you?
They both kind of sound fishy to me, okay. Honestly. I'm with you on the Commanders 9 games. Like, if they win less than 9, that's just, that'd be really surprising.
Yeah.
And then the Cowboys with a whole new coaching staff, or is it just the new head coach?
Well, largely a new coaching staff. Yeah. They blew out Mike Zimmer, and I mean, you know, they got Matt Eberflus back, yeah, who used to be with them, and a bunch of offensive assistants went with Kellen Moore to New Orleans. So
yeah, a new coaching staff, and especially, like, I understand Dak was hurt most of last year, but even when he was there, they started 2-3, and you know, had a tough. They looked really bad. Their defense still struggled in those losses. So I don't know. I still have to see it from the Cowboys, just like I said, I have to see it from the Commanders. So I would be shocked if they win. I don't understand how we're solidifying them over seven games.
Too. I'm going to expand more upon this on the other side of 2 o'clock. But here's the question at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If I told you the Cowboys would win 8 games and the Commanders would win 9 games, does that sound about right? Or is that crazy? 301-230-0980. That's from Connor Orr, not from me. I'm just asking the question to engage you. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.